under the lid of a hollow tree stump, the trio took a maintenance tunnel above the underground biodome that would take them west to the center of the island and to the basement stockroom of the Never Tribe PX. In the deceptively large basement sat shelves of overstock items and food suspended in a time freeze spell. And over in the furthest corner stood barrels filled to their staves with metallic and plastic junk. Scared, Tina softly whispered, "Char, are you sure it's okay for us to come down here like this?" "It's cool, Tina. Blackbird and Celestine gave me authorization to sift through their broken and recalled items for extra credit for my virtual classes." Within the barrels were magical technology items that originated from the Neverscape marketplace, adapted from the technology readily available on modern-day Earth. "Charlotte, you still haven't told us what you brought us down here for," said Arthur, confused. Charlotte siphoned Arthur with a look of grit. "Do you know how much engineering it would take to make modifications to a tortoise shell?" While it's true that on Earth, tortoise shells were a permanent part of their bodies, being a Neverscapian species broke many biological norms, not the least of which was their ability to think, talk, and perform humanoid tasks without so much as even a thought. "Go ahead, Tina. Take a look through this stuff. See if it gives you an idea." Tina was boosted to the top of the barrel, and before her lay broken electronics casings, circuit boards, insulated wires, springs, toggle switches, metal plates with screws and bolts, and many other different things. But it was no use. She could not think of a thing. Undismayed, Charlotte tucked a little bit of each into her book bag and then some into Tina and Arthur's, and then brought them upstairs up to the PX to treat them both to a cold cranberry juice.